Mr. Panaz, do we have you this time?
I think so. How are you?
There you are. Did you get to hear that great introduction I gave you?
I actually did. I was surprised you couldn't hear me.
Yeah, well, you know, we had a little technical difficulty, but it's all straightened out. You have 30 seconds to get your stuff in. No, just kidding. Great to have you on, Steve. And for people who just tuned in, we had a little technical difficulty hooking up with Steve, but he's here now. Steve is a Hall of Fame angler. He's the host of the popular television show Lake Commandos, and he's a national ice fishing champion. And you really are a good friend. We've come to know each other well through the industry, and you're a good guy, and I'm glad to have you on, Mr. Panaz.
Well, thanks so much for the opportunity. It's always fun.
Oh, it is. We do. Hey, I understand you have a new show coming out or a new project. Tell me about it.
Yeah, so last year I worked with Plano and Freyville, and we launched a thing called College of Ice. We did it with Brian Brosdahl. I know you've had Brian on over the years as well. And so we started a live show, and so this year we expanded the concept, and we're working with Garmin to launch and highlight the live scope. It's such a popular technology with ice anglers. And so it's Danny Thompson is a co-host. We're going to launch it Sunday night at 7 p.m. Central Time on Facebook. So it's going to be on the Garmin ice fishing page. It's going to be on my page, Danny's, and all that. But what's cool about it is we're going to have pros in, talk products. We're going to talk tech. But if you have live scope questions, you can actually ask one of the Garmin engineers. Troy Simonton is going to be on every show for the next 7 weeks, and he's going to answer questions from the audience that write in. And the cool thing is, too, if you are listening and participate through either sharing the show or asking questions or commenting, you're automatically entered to win a Garmin LiveScope ice bundle with new lithium batteries. So that's about a $3,000 prize. So I'm excited. These shows are a ton of fun. They're very informative, and I love how interactive they are. So I encourage everybody to join them. If they're not friends on my page, go to it, or even the Lake Commandos page. We're going to air it there as well.
All right. That sounds great. And we'll give that information again at the end of the segment. And Steve, you know, bringing up Garmin and the live scope, and everybody's got a live type feed now. You were a national ice fishing champion quite some time ago. Could you have even imagined what would happen with ice fishing electronics?
No. I mean, when I started fishing, we had the little C-cup augers, and it took you two to drill a hole. And now you've got this technology allows you to drill a single hole, cover about 200 feet, so in any direction, you know, 100 feet in one direction, 100 feet in another direction, and look for fish. It allows you to be a little more efficient on the ice. But what I love about the technology is not as much catching more fish. I think that's part of it, but it's interacting with fish. I've learned more about fish behavior in the last 3-4 years using LiveScope than I had in 20-some years, because we always got conditioned to watching a flasher unit with a little dot going up and down, or a standard sonar, which painted a little arc, but it was always just a stagnant thing. I mean, now I've watched schools of perch follow one up. You hook a fish and you watch 20, 30, 40, 50 other fish follow it up to the surface. I never knew that even happened before. And to watch walleyes, I watched walleyes migrate on Minnesota's Lake Mille Lacs. I saw 50 or 60 fish one day, all swimming from the north to the south. I just, things like that I had never even imagined before, and it's all because of technology.
Well, I'm going to veer from ice fishing just for a minute, and Greg Clausio, my longtime fishing partner, has a live scope, and we were on Black Duck Lake last summer, and there had been a huge mayfly hatch. The lake had been on fire. People were catching fish. You know, they're going to put in my tombstone, he should have been here yesterday, Steve. But anyway, that mayfly hatch shut it down. But at certain times of the day, you could still, if you could find the fish, they would still go. We were having a really tough time. But using the live scope, you could look into these pockets in the weeds, the fish that you couldn't even see that weed pocket without the live scope, and there would be 3 or 4 walleyes, and you could pick those 3 or 4 off because you could find them in that live scope, and I'm sure they were in that weed pocket trying to feed. So they were a little more active, and it really saved the trip. So I'm really impressed with that. First time I actually got to fish with a live scope, it was pretty tremendous. You know, and getting back to ice fishing, even the auger manufacturers are starting to respond to the fact that we're moving around different. We used to run and gun and drill 100 holes, and we'd put a flasher down there, and we'd work a lure. But with the electronics and the mapping we have now, sometimes we run and gun, and we just want enough hole to test the ice and get a transducer down there. And you've been working with a manufacturer now that's making an auger that you can do that with a 4-inch hole?
Yeah, Razor Power, it's the Orange Auger Company. I've been working with them for a number of years now, and they make just an awesome lineup of drills that you can use, augers that you can use with the actual drills. They call it the Scout, and they have models from 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8 inches. And the great thing about that 4-inch is it's too small to fish, but it's so easy to drill. And if you're looking for holes in the weed beds, or if you're looking for specific fish, what I like to do is go across weed flats, drill a bunch of holes, walk back there with an AquaView, and see what's down there, what type of weed, what type of fish, the size of the fish, and you get a really clear picture of it. The nice thing about using LiveScope with perspective mount, which is allows you to look sideways over the shallow weeds, is you can find these weed clumps and you can find these weed holes and then go back through them with the cameras. But it's again, it goes down to education. It helps you catch more fish. But really, what I love about it is as I understand where I'm fishing and what I'm fishing at a much higher level.
And these electric augers, now electric and hand augers, I assume the 4-inch, you probably just carry a 4-inch hand auger, although they may make a bit, but these electric augers have really come into their own, haven't they?
Yeah, it was funny. I was walking around the St. Paul Ice Show yesterday, and what came up was somebody made a comment, hey, somebody's still selling gas augers, and I had to admit, yeah, that is the case, but I've been running the lithium. The lithium 40 volt that Razor makes. You can drill 1,200 inches of ice with that before the battery dies. So, if you just do the math, if you got 10 inches of ice, you know, it gives you a ton of holes. You're not dealing with gas. You're not dealing with oil. You're not dealing with stuff spilling in the back of your truck or in your fish house. It's really a great way to go.
Let's talk a little bit about some techniques. You're a national ice fishing champion, and I don't know if people realize, but to win those national and international contests really gets down to being a great finesse fisherman, because you don't always have active fish or the ability to go find fish in those contests. So it can really be, how has that sharpened your skills? Has that affected what line you use? That affected the way you jig, whether you use different types of rods? Has that kind of honed your skills?
It really has, because what happened is we had the U.S. National Ice Championships in Minnesota, and I don't remember what year it was, but it was a long time ago, and I fished the event. I got on a school of super active perch and crappie and sunfish, and I was fishing deep water, and most of the competitors were fishing super shallow water. So bottom line is, after I won the event, I actually was invited to compete in the World Championships in Finland. We got off the airplane in Helsinki, and our local host provided us a bunch of local fishing gear. And now it's pretty common around here. A lot of the tournament anglers use it, but hand palm rods, super lightweight line. They were using tungsten even way back then. And I was looking at hooks in the size 20, 22, 24, 26. The hooks were so small that you had to run the line through the head of the jig and tie it off on the hook, so you had a horizontal presentation. They were using blood worms. The Russian team was actually using boar hair as their strike indicators. And I came out of there. I mean, I still think about that trip because I learned so much from the competitors from Finland, from Sweden, from Russia. And it was a huge learning experience. And I carried that back to the U.S. And when I was competing in some of the panfish competitions, I'd go super finesse with the palm rods. The only time that I regretted it is I had about a 5-pound bass come in, and we had a little pool on the biggest bass, and he took my 2-pound test and took my jig. So
Well, we're going to run out of time here pretty soon, Steve. But when you talk about line, let's at least touch on that. Every ice fisherman, we're doing our Masters of Ice Fishing, our legendary ice fisherman series, which includes you, of course. And everyone I ask about what line they ice fish with has picked a different line. What's your favorite line for ice fishing?
You know, I've really become a huge fan of fluorocarbon for a couple reasons. One, it's much better than it used to be. It's much more supple. It's got great knot strength. It stretches, but it stretches slower than mono, so you get good hook sets even in deeper water. And I like the fact that it performs well in deep and shallow water. And so I'm a big fan of, you know, 3-pound, 4-pound, 5-pound tests for most applications. I may go to 6 for walleye, but it does what I need. I'm not fishing braid as much as I used to, but I still like it. And I use mono a lot, especially in shallow waters because of the stretch. It provides a little insurance and it works extremely well, but I'm a big fan of it. Berkeley Trilene, they have the 100% fluorocarbon formulated for ice fishing, and it's tough to beat.
All right, that sounds really good. And, you know, speaking of Berkeley, you and I are both big fans of the Gulp lures. I take those little jars of Gulp. I hardly take live bait out with me anymore. I've come to have so much confidence in those artificials. Are you the same way?
I am. You know, the one bait that has blown me away is in the Power Bait line. They make one called the Mayfly. And it's a small bait. I'd love it to come out with in one size larger, but it has appendages that stick out, and it makes the bait glide. So you throw it on a horizontal jig, and when you pull up on it, it slides out in front, almost like a jigging wrap or some of the other baits, not nearly as aggressively. But, boy, I can't tell you how many hundreds of panfish I've caught on that bait over the years.
Steve, we are out of time. Tell people again about the show.
Yeah, it's just going to be Garmin Stone Cold Fishing Live. It's every Sunday night, 7 o'clock Central on Facebook, on Lake Commando site, Steve Panazza's site, and a number of other locations. And we just, our whole goal is to have fun, talk ice fishing, and help others catch more fish. And so if you got questions on live scope or just general ice fishing, come on and check us out.
All right, my friend. Thank you for joining. Sorry we had a little mess up in the beginning. Glad we got you on. We'll talk again soon.